Last fall, a study raised eyebrows by reporting that marijuana use among adults in the U.S. had doubled. But Washington University psychiatry professor Richard Grucia and his team have questioned that finding. The previous study relied upon a pair of face-to-face surveys conducted about 10 years apart, but Grucia's team used a more anonymous, computerized survey, which was conducted each year.
What we're seeing is about a 20% increase in adult marijuana use, so much smaller than the apparent doubling. And we're basically seeing that the rate of marijuana use disorder, which is a measure of addiction or dependence, has more or less stayed steady over the past 10 years.
So why the discrepancy? For one thing, Grucia says the anonymous computerized surveys, like the annual study his group is using, have been shown to be more accurate than face-to-face surveys. Plus, the other study relied on a face-to-face survey that was conducted by government workers, U.S. Census takers. That study showed a doubling in marijuana use, but Grucia says it's possible that some people weren't completely honest with the census workers because 10 years ago, they may not have wanted to admit they were breaking the law when they were talking to a government worker.
So the face-to-face survey in 2002 was getting an estimate for adult marijuana use of about 4%. That is, 4% of adults reported using marijuana in the past year. Whereas another major national survey that uses a more anonymous reporting method involving computers was getting a rate of about 10% at that time.
One reason, he says, that the computerized survey didn't find a doubling in marijuana use was because that survey already was finding much higher rates of marijuana use than the face-to-face survey was. But then, why would more people fess up for the second face-to-face survey? Perhaps, he says, because pot is much more accepted now than it was then.
In the past 10 years, marijuana use has become a lot more socially acceptable. It's become legal in 4 states. It's become legal for medicinal use in, 10 or 15 more states. You know, I think the issue with people being afraid to report it in a face-to-face interview is less of an issue now than it was then.
A 20% increase is still substantial, he says, but it's not like a doubling. The other big difference, he says, involved marijuana use disorders.
But even though we did find this significant increase in use, we did not see an increase in the rate of associated problems.
In fact, Grucia's study found that those problems actually declined.
So typically, you know, about 10 or 15% of people who have used in the last year are using at some sort of problematic level. What we're finding is that ratio has actually gone down. So the percentage of users who have problems with marijuana has actually decreased over the past 10 years.
Grucia and his colleagues report their findings in the journal JAMA Psychiatry. I'm Jim Dryden.